Let's have a look now at national insurance contributions, because these proposals, I think, were the headline grabbers yesterday. These proposals are going to affect many people, including AAT members and their clients. Let's start with 2010-11. Apart from a small increase in NIC for the lower earnings limit, that's going to be raised by £2 a week to £97 a week. All the other NIC rates are pegged, but that's only for 2010-11. It's 2011-12 where the pain kicks in. You may recall that in the late 2008 pre-budget report, Alistair Darling said he'd increase the main rates of NIC for workers, that's Class 1 and Class 4, by a half of 1% to 11.5% and 8.5% respectively. With the additional rate, that's the top rate of course, would go up by 0.5% to 1.5%. He also announced at the time, and we're just recalling this to mind, that the employer's rate would rise in 2011 by 0.5% to 13.3%. Well, here's the bad news. It's going up again. The pre-BR measures announced yesterday have doubled these increases. So, for example, a Class 1 employee will pay 12% NIC main rate and 2% additional rate, and a self-employed member will pay 9% on his main profits and 2% on his additional earnings. So what does this mean for AAT members? Well, the Chancellor did say that he'd try and reduce the impact for lower paid workers by increasing the primary threshold and the lower profits limit. And that will have a positive effect. And if you look in all the main newspapers this morning, you'll see that the tax tables that the better ones actually do produce will show that a worker, say, on £10,000 a year will be up to £500 a year better off. And the increases, in effect, kick in on those people who are earning above £20,000. Now, that's quite a cunning and shrewd move by the Chancellor, because it means that a lot of lower paid workers in the National Health Service, for example, care workers, will not be affected by these. In fact, they will come off a little better off.